This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's a new week, lots of new topics. I'm going to be taking the show in some new directions, starting with today. First of all, during the first hour, we're going to have UK nutritionist Martin McDonald on the show. We're going to talk a little bit about the UK specifically, how they are dealing with some of the nutritional idiocies and what types of nutritional idiocies actually occur over there. Are they any different than those of us across the pond here in the United States? Then later in the show, you've asked for him to come back on, and we're doing one of his finest lectures. Bear Walker will be on today, Living to 120 Years Old, The Seven Deadly Sins of the Cell, and How to Get to 120 and Enjoy and Be Robust. So that's later in the show. You'll want to stay tuned for that. Okay, let's get started with the important topic at hand. Martin McDonald is a nutritionist from the UK. He works with both Olympic and Paralympic athletes as well as regular people. He works with powerlifters, Olympic lifters, weightlifters, and so on. But I think the most important discussion we're going to have today with him is not necessarily on the front of performance nutrition, but in nutrition in general. Welcome to the show, Martin. How you doing?
Hi, Carl. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I've often wondered about this. We've talked about it on the show. I make assumptions. Sometimes when I talk about the pharmaceutical agenda, I often say that in other countries, they laugh at us here in the United States because of our sheep-like ways of following the pharmaceutical company's suggestions. Are you bombarded with pharmaceutical ads there in the UK?
Fortunately, it's not as bad. The advertising is on a lower level, which maybe is better, maybe it's worse. It might be a little bit more subtle, and therefore people aren't starting to question it so much. But we do face, unfortunately, a lot of the very same issues. It's not the sort of drug company advertising that I come across so much, but it's once you get to know what's going on, you can feel them driving certain messages over and over again, unfortunately.
And do the people in the UK, are they wise to the pharmaceutical agenda? Do they realize that these companies are not interested in making them healthier or better, but instead allowing them to manage otherwise correctable disorders by paying these types of monies for the rest of their lives? Is that transparent there like it is here in the U.S.? No. Or they still think that, oh, these companies are okay?
No, people aren't realizing it at all. It's quite funny you say it, actually. I had a friend to stay recently at the house, and he basically said, why would we be told to, take this drug or that drug? Of course, the government's got our best interest. These drug companies, they're making things to cure people. And he was talking actually specifically about kind of pesticides in the initial conversation. He said, you don't need to wash fruit. The government wouldn't let them put anything on fruit that would be bad for you.
You know what baffles me? Any of us who've had a cursory review of history as children and in high school, and maybe those of us who went on to college and even grad school, you realize that when you read a history book from the United States, it tells you that all of the governments are corrupt but ours. When you read a history book from other countries, it tells you all other governments are corrupt but ours. I'm always taken aback by the willingness of people to believe what is otherwise considered propaganda, that governments are altruistic and have no other interest other than to protect and serve their people, when history has shown us time and time again that that is anything but truth. Anything but truth. I mean, Elisa has gotten me into learning about the Tudor dynasty. Okay. You know, so I've learned about, King Henry and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, when I look at that culture and I say, look at, oh my God, how corrupt, how terrible they treated the people. And I'm sure that when people look at the U.S., stuff that isn't filtered, for school books, they probably say, oh my God, that American government is just terrible. Yeah. They don't care about their people. I'm flabbergasted that people still think that governments care anything about people.
Yeah, it's, I mean, one interesting thing here is, you were saying earlier, are people sort of starting to realize that the kind of, the drugs aren't, you used the term a curable disease, but you know, we're being told, oh yeah, you must take these drugs. We've got this, this TV program, I think it's finished now. It was called The Food Hospital. And lots of people were really enthused by it because it was kind of, right, we're going to show how through food you can fix certain ailments. And actually, I think that, in a way, was a big step for, you know, letting people know that actually some of these things you can fix. And, you know, some really great stories coming out of it, migraines and things like that, they were showing through the nutrition. But the really unfortunate thing for me, and what kind of annoyed me, and it was sort of all going over Twitter, was the fact that the information was still the food guidelines given by the government. So I know you guys have got kind of the food plate, and was previously...
Yeah, but it was the food pyramid before. Now it's my plate that's being promoted by the current administration. Yeah. It's all baloney. It's all garbage.
Exactly. And we've got the Eat Well plate, it's called. But, it, you know, it might as well be the Get Fat plate, basically. And but yeah, these kind of things, they were saying, oh, you know, we've cured this person's migraines by switching them from full fat milk to skim milk. And it's just ridiculous. You know, they're trying to tell people that food can actually help you, and then they go and give them the wrong messages.
I know. And okay, so we're going to get deeper into this. Before we get into that, I want to mention that you were a graduate of Loughborough University, and you studied nutrition there, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. At what point in time did you become enlightened? Was it before you went to school for nutrition? Was it during or after you had already finished your courses?
It's probably, I competed as a natural bodybuilder when I was sort of young, in sort of the junior ranks. I wasn't very good, to be honest. And so bodybuilders to me are always sort of ahead of the game slightly. And so I had this understanding of sort of carbohydrate manipulation and the fact that protein, high protein intakes or red meat wasn't going to kill me and these kind of things. I still had a little bit of dogma of kind of saturated fat was perhaps going to stop me getting lean and things like that. But I was well aware of the kind of general guidelines weren't there. But even through my studies, I was still seeing the papers, the kind of the big observational studies that were showing, because we studied a lot about physical activity and health and these kind of things. So we studied I was still being shown that saturated fat is high and therefore people get heart disease, these kind of things. And but I suppose it was, we were really taught very to think critically, actually. So because it was a lot of performance nutrition within there, we were never actually told to eat five fruit and veg a day or eat plenty of carbohydrate. You know, we still had, I mean, carbohydrate is kind of king within nutrition, within sports nutrition, I guess within government nutrition. So I was kind of coming up a lot against, but you've heard of Lucozade, and they're now owned by GSK, which is obviously the huge drugs sort of company.
Right.
And there's lots of studies funded by GSK and Lucozade, and you know, you don't know what's going on. You know, maybe it's all legit, but again, some of the stuff I see coming out now about, oh, if you don't eat enough carbohydrates, they're calling it like the the carbohydrate deficit. And if you don't eat enough carbohydrates, and this is by some of the key kind of researchers who are working for like Gatorade and things like that, and they're saying if you have a carbohydrate deficit, your body will upregulate its hunger and you will get fat. And it's like,
well, they totally ignore the fact. First of all, they totally ignore other research, but they totally ignore the fact that gluconeogenesis even exists, in my humble opinion. Mm. For some reason, that's one of the things that startles me the most, the fact that no one is addressing our body's ability to manage its own glucose without the introduction of carbohydrates at all. But, you know, I guess I become very, very frustrated when these types of nutritional idiocies lead to not necessarily a lack in performance, but a lack in health, which is what I want to talk about. We have to take a commercial break. What I want to talk about when we come back is how you have adjusted what you've learned and what you've used out of what you've learned in your mission to spread the word about how nutrition can actually lead to optimal health. We're talking with Martin McDonald. You can learn more about him by going to his Facebook page, which is MAC-Nutrition, and supporting his cause, not only in the UK, but here in the United States as well, as he tries to spread the word about proper and optimal nutrition. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4255. 4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just want to remind everybody that Southern Research Companies now offers my listeners a ridiculously additional 15% discount on their already low, low prices on peptides. And they now ship to Australia. Click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio for Southern Research Companies and use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN15, SUPERHUMAN, the number one, the number five. We're talking with Martin McDonald, talking about the conditions in the UK, and obviously all around the world, because governments seem to be doing the same thing everywhere we go. And I say specifically governments because governments take a role and a position in trying to influence what and how people eat. You know, Martin, one of the things that baffles me is the myopic tendencies of people to forget anything about the past. And the reason I say that is because we look at the modern dietetic guidelines, which promote grains and these types of foods that most governments subsidize, which originally were foods for poor people. You know what I mean? When you think about when you think about food, you think about optimal nutrition. When you think about feeding a world or feeding a nation, which we have no problem feeding our own nations, the truth is, if they would just promote local family farms to support the people that live around them. But anyway, when you think about the foods that are alternatives to what we want to eat, what we're genetically predisposed to eat, you think about grains, you think about potatoes, you think about legumes, you think about these things that if we go back to Paleolithic times and even before, we probably find out that these foods were turned to at a time where the populations were threatened because maybe there was some famine, there weren't animals to eat, so they had to start eating things and testing what killed them and what they could survive on. And so these are alternative foods. You know, I was told by someone who is in the know, Randy Roach, the author of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, that the Queen of England and all of the royals drink raw unpasteurized milk produced by their own cows. They don't buy milk at the grocery store. Why isn't that available to everyone else in the UK, I wonder? Because I know it's very hard to get raw unpasteurized milk in the UK, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, this is one of the things I spend a lot of time on the internet and sort of reading a lot of the guys from the US, what they're saying. And even though they do say, you know, it's hard to get raw milk, and I know there was a little bit of an upset of some farm being prosecuted for some reason there, but I mean, it's much, much harder, in my opinion, to get it in the UK. And there are people out there trying to sort of bring it back. And fortunately for me, it's harder than me going to my supermarket, but I can go to the next town along every other weekend, and there is a farmer's market where they have raw, unhomogenized, unpasteurized milk. And but the problem is I mean, there's a Selfridges here in London. They had a dispenser that was given that you could buy raw milk from, and I think the biggest raw milk supplier in the UK is down south, Hook and Sons or something like that. They were filling this this vending machine, and Selfridges were happy with it. And they, some do-gooder, you know, probably from the government, came along and said, "You can't be doing that. That's, you know, it's wrong, and you're going to kill people. You're going to give them tuberculosis or some, you know, all these ridiculous things." And you know, firstly, where are the cases? Everyone's thousands of people drinking raw milk, and no one getting these issues. But it's just, the problem is, it's just, you know, it's madness. It's these things of there's all the conspiracy theories of why we suddenly brought in pasteurization and, you know, feeding the cows their unnatural diet like the government is promoting us to do. The cows got unhealthy, and they passed that on to us in their milk. So, you know, but I know you're a big fan of raw milk, and all these people, if the cattle are treated well, there, you know, there's no risks really involved, no more risk than just eating any other food that could be contaminated. So it just, all these things, they just come from sort of the dietetic, and people not really want to challenge things, and people not understanding that what they're being given isn't good for them. Moving down from there, yeah.
Okay, so is the obesity rate rising in the UK?
As far as I know, yes. I think the last time I looked, it was something like overweight and obesity was 60%.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I think.
Okay, so with that being said, how is it that people are ignorant to the fact that the way our ancestors ate was vastly different than the way we eat today, and our ancestors had a problem of malnutrition, which really, in retrospect, now that I look back, it really wasn't malnutrition. They were just very lean and very healthy. But this notion that the way we eat today is somehow better, yet people continue to get fatter and fatter. Are there any individuals on mainstream media in the UK talking about the fact that this current modality of nutrition is incorrect?
Unfortunately, not really. That's one of my big goals. I would love to be, and I'm not sure I ever will, get onto television. You've heard of Jamie Oliver, the chef?
Yeah, sure. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, and he seems to have good intentions, but unfortunately, I don't think he really knows a whole lot about nutrition. But when he was in the U.S., even he was saying, he went into these schools and said, you know, I'm going to try and change the school dinners to real food. And he made him this amazing food, and they said, that's not up to standard. That's no good. Our kids are deficient in stuff. It's not in line with our government guidelines. And he said, what do you mean? This is great food. And they said, you must have 2 servings of carbohydrate with every meal. And he said, what? And he said, yeah, our previous thing, pizza and chips. You get 1 serving of carbohydrate from the pizza, you get 1 serving from the chips. And he said, no wonder all the kids are fat. So a guy who's not trained in nutrition, even he knows it, but unfortunately, you know, I still don't think he's giving necessarily the right messages. And it's quite an ongoing thing between our health minister, a guy called Andrew Lansley. He's, I really dislike this guy. He is sending terrible, terrible messages over and over again. And he gets a lot of stick, rightly so, and one guy who's giving him stick is Jamie Oliver. But he very recently said that his goal in the obesity battle was that he was going to cut something like 5 billion calories from the UK diet. And the reasons he says we're fat, it's nothing to do with the fact that the government is telling us the wrong information in the Eat Well plate and these kind of things. He says the reason that we're overweight and obese in this country and it's getting worse is because we're lazy.
Yeah,
we're gluttons.
We're lazy. People. I don't know how it is in the UK, but in the United States, most people are working 2 jobs now. I don't know how anybody has the nerve to come out and say we're lazy. You know, it's just baffling to me. And you know, the other issue at hand is when you eat the right foods, you don't even have to exercise to get lean. Now, you may not put on muscle, but you will get lean if you don't. Yeah. If you're eating the right foods.
Totally.
Period. End of story.
Yeah. I have lots of clients like that, that, you know, people say, oh, you've always got time to exercise. Some people genuinely don't, and there's lots of sort of hardcore personal trainers out there who are like, you need to make the time, you need to make the effort. But actually, and I guess this sounds bad coming from a nutritionist, but you don't need to exercise to stay lean, and you certainly don't need to exercise to lose body fat.
Right.
It can be a helpful tool, but... yeah, it's interesting as well, on top of the kind of bringing doctors into this a little bit. They're not trained in nutrition, and I give doctors a hard time quite often on my website. But they will very often have clients come in, and patients come in, they become my clients. Patients go in and saying, you know, I've got high cholesterol, I'm overweight, I've got high blood pressure. And they say, okay, you need to eat less fat.
I was just going to say, cut the fat out. Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, which obviously doesn't work. Even if the person follows what they say, it doesn't work.
Right.
If they stop eating
and think about it. That's why these companies that sell cholesterol medications are so prosperous, because if they told people that triglycerides have more to do with the metabolites from carbohydrates, hence glycerides, glucose, then if they cut their carbohydrate consumption back, their lipid profile would improve. But they tell them to cut their fat back. And like My good friend Dr. Mark Gordon once said on my show, when you cut fat back, the body then responds by upregulating the production of cholesterol because it feels you're not getting adequate amounts in your diet. And so the body's response is, okay, we have to make up the difference, and it starts to produce more and more cholesterol. And in fact, when they put a person on a statin drug initially, their body then regulates up again and starts to bump up cholesterol even more because of the negative feedback loop that says, hey, we need more cholesterol. I don't know what the hell you're doing down there. Meanwhile, the statin drug is arresting it. So the liver performs again and increases again until the dose of statin drug is so overwhelming that the liver can no longer compensate. So this notion of cutting fat out to downregulate or correct a lipid imbalance is idiotic. And why doctors continue to let themselves be pimped by the pharmaceutical companies. Doctors know that triglycerides have more to do with the sugars in the blood than the fats in the blood. Shame on those of you who sit quietly and just keep passing out boxes of drugs.
Yeah. One thing, I don't disagree with you at all, or I do a little bit. I think some doctors are just stupid, and it sounds horrible.
Oh, no,
to say,
I do too. I do too.
I don't think they all realize it. I think they are just, I sort of come across a lot of medical students, and I encourage people, you know, I give free tickets to my talks and conferences that I do to doctors and medical students, and they come along, and I think they're just not trained in it, and they're just literally, they're told, here is the guidelines from, we have a thing called NICE, something about National, something or other. Anyway, and they're given the government's guidelines, they say, this works, we have esteemed researchers who have written these guidelines for us, therefore you just need to follow that, don't worry yourselves. And because doctors and medical students, they're overworked, they have to know so much, but they don't know anything in depth. I think just some of them just don't even realize, but it's that issue of, don't give dietary advice if you're not an expert in it. But then obviously to come on, even if they refer to dietitians.
I was just going to say, in order to become an expert under their heading, you have to study the dietetic protocol, which is completely dictated by the science in the first place. That is all wrong. And that's what baffles me the most. And you know what I also notice a lot? And I don't know if it's this way in the UK, but I see a lot of these quote-unquote dietitians on television shows who are promoting the vegan agenda, which I want to talk about when we come out of the break, or promoting just a traditional government subsidized My Plate or food pyramid, and none of them look healthy. In fact, most of them are what I would consider skinny fat. Is it that way there in the UK? Are most of these dietitians skinny fat or not necessarily healthy looking?
Yeah, they're either skinny fat, but I think a lot of them would like to be called skinny fat because a lot of them are just plain fat.
Fat, yeah.
You know, some of them are enormous. How can you take advice from a 20-stone dietitian?
I agree. Or you know what? I've actually said this on the show. If your doctor is obese and clearly unhealthy, run. Because would you want a guy to be your mechanic? Who constantly complains about being late to work because his car is always broken down. I don't think I'd want him fixing my car if he can't even fix his own. And if you have a doctor that clearly is obese or a dietitian who doesn't look like she could strip or he could strip their clothes off and look great naked, do you really want to take advice from them? All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I want to talk about the vegan agenda. I want to know more about whether or not it's permeating the UK. We're talking with Martin McDonald. You can learn more about him by going to his Facebook page, which is Mac, M-A-C hyphen nutrition. Or you can also follow him on Twitter at all one word, Mac Nutrition. Check him out. We'll be right back. You won't get on the county cause you're dead and free. You got a new horizon, it's a family. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Superhuman Radio. Madonna performed last night at the Super Bowl. I think she looked great. Perfect example of aging well right there. And of course, the New York Giants won. And being from New York, I'm happy about it. We're talking this hour with Martin McDonald. Later in the show, Bear Walker is going to be talking about the seven deadly sins of the cell. How to live past 120 years old and enjoy it. Okay. The vegan diet is being pushed in this country so feverishly, so much so. I mean, even in stealth forms. They had recently a movie released here in the U.S. called Forks Over Knives that is exactly the vegan diet, but they never said the word vegan throughout the whole movie. They just want to promote this vegan approach. Most vegans, and I say most, are unhealthy, except those who work very, very hard to include a variety of non-animal protein sources so that they get a full range of amino acids and then supplement with tons and tons of minerals and vitamins to make up for what they're not getting in animal protein. Most vegans are unhealthy because they think, well, as long as I'm not eating an animal, I'm eating healthy. So they eat lots of breads and pastas and soy products and sugary things. And they go, oh, I'm a vegan. I'm healthy. That's how it is here in the United States. Is it like that in the UK, Martin?
Yeah, I certainly get the feeling that people, when they see on TV or any of these kind of things, you know, someone talks about a vegetarian diet or, you know, vegan diet, these kind of things, they think, oh, they must be eating healthy, you know, oh, that's so committed of people. And they see, you know, a big steak on a plate and they think that, you know, that will kill you, that will give you heart disease and these kind of things. It's really interesting, actually. I was on a kind of on this thing called LinkedIn anyway, and I joined it and nutrition professionals, and I thought, oh, you know, I have some intelligent discussion with people, and it is littered with American sort of nutritional therapists. So they've kind of done a weekend course or a diploma in nutrition. They've been fed the government guidelines, and then they're out there giving this nutrition advice. And I've never in my life encountered so many people who truly believed that the healthiest way for a human being to eat is vegetarian, and particularly a vegan diet. And I couldn't believe that actually people who called themselves trained nutritionists thought that this was, you know, inherently healthy. And, you know, even I don't like the word, oh, everything in moderation. I think that's ridiculous. Not everything in moderation.
Yeah, how about a little arsenic in moderation?
Exactly. I was actually going to say that, but then I didn't because I thought it might not go down. But yeah, exactly. Not everything in moderation. And but people say, oh, you shouldn't cut out any food group. And even the government says you should eat a balanced diet. You shouldn't cut anything out. Low carbohydrate diets are bad for you. You shouldn't cut anything out. And it's like, but you're saying eat a low fat diet. But anyway, I saw something recently on Twitter, and it said, if supplements had never been invented, would vegans exist?
No, and they wouldn't.
No, exactly. And I think,
and you know what? And we know what? This is not just postulation. If you look at Australopithecus robustus and Australopithecus gracilis, what you know is that we today are direct descendants of Australopithecus gracilis, because Australopithecus robustus died out because it was exclusively vegan, and the gracilis was the one that started to forage for bones and suck the marrow out and then eventually start killing and eating animals. And that is what propelled us to grow a bigger brain and continue on. So all we have to do is look back in anthropological history to know that we were not designed to be vegans. Otherwise, we wouldn't be descendants of gracilis. That's it. End of story. And I don't need somebody from PETA if you don't want to eat animals because you feel sorry, you don't want to exploit animals, I respect that. But you know what? Don't tell me that it's healthier to do on top of it. It's not healthier any more than flogging yourself with a cat and nine tails to get closer to God is healthy to do either.
Yeah. So true. These kind of things with the it's just this thing of, and you try and explain to people, you know, it's not healthy, but because they are so ingrained in the dogmas, you say, oh, have red meat. And even with clients, if they've got low iron, it's like, okay, you could eat some red meat. Oh, no, I can't do that. And I say, oh, no, there's nothing wrong with red meat. You know, it's been shown now that a lot of the early research.
Wait a minute. There's a caveat here, okay? There is something wrong with eating commercially grown red meat, and I will not, you know, I'm not going to not give them ammunition by lying about something either. If you are eating commercially grown red meat, you are eating a pro-inflammatory food that can lead to disease. Now, what is the problem with commercially grown red meat? And it's got to be the same thing there in the UK. We're talking about cows that are being fed corn, grain, and soy.
Yeah.
They were never designed to eat corn, grain, and soy. They have to be given antibiotics to keep them alive long enough to slaughter them. These are sick animals. You don't want to eat a sick animal. You want an animal that has a natural diet. So where you look at grass-fed, hormone-free, antibiotic-free beef, you find that it has a much higher degree of omega-3 anti-inflammatory fats than omega-6s, which are pro-inflammatory fats, which the other one does. So the quality of meat has changed once again because of this notion that centralizing the food and giving some large companies the opportunity to feed a country is a wise thing to do. You can't do it. They've ruined it. They've ruined meat. You have to seek out grass-fed, hormone-free, antibiotic-free meat, and then it will help your body. It actually has the same omega-3 to omega-6 ratios as salmon.
Yeah, and this is the thing with government subsidies. You know, people say, oh, because I say to people, you should shop at the butchers, and they say, oh, it's expensive. And I say, you know, if you if you go to a local butcher's and strike up a bit of a deal, buy in bulk and these kind of things, you can get good quality grass-fed, you know, family business who's looking after the, you know, like you said there, feeding them on their natural diets, pastured animals. And then, but the other thing is the government's subsidizing us, you know, the corn and, you know, then the vegetable sort of oil industry took off. But if they just subsidized these natural foods and these natural family businesses, they, you know, we could all be eating grass-fed beef.
I got to tell you that what I've come to the conclusion here, Martin. The government is never going to help us. We have to help ourselves. We have to subsidize. Every person listening to this show needs to tell other people. You need to find a family farmer through the farmer's market. You need to go in and you say, how much is a quarter of a cow? How much is a half a cow? And you and other families have to get in and buy it. The government is, look, the truth of the matter is the government has no money. They only have our money, the money we give to them. We are the base of the pyramid. We are where the power is. We need to make decisions every day and vote with our dollars. Don't wait for the government to help you save yourself. Save yourself. Take your dollars and spend them with your local family farms. Buy your eggs, buy your meat, buy your beef, buy your produce. Buy it there. Even if it's a little difficult, you've got to make a trip twice a week to go get stuff. It's much better than the time you will spend in waiting rooms at the end of your life looking to see specialists to treat the diseases that you've given yourself by the food you've eaten. So, you know, I want to ask you before we go into this break also, now that we're talking about this, what is the state of genetically modified foods in the UK? Are you guys inundated with GMO or has the government had enough sense to turn that stuff away?
No, it's, we kind of, whatever happens in America, I mean, you're probably well aware of this, but everything that happens in America tends to come here. It's unfortunate. I've tried to do a few press releases where I've said, you know, trying to call on the nation, as it were, and say, you know, let's not just follow America's role. No offense. But, we just copy. So we have the same things, in that sense. There's no, I was talking earlier about the health minister, Andrew Lansky. He will not take, a stand against, industries. He says, when I was talking earlier about reducing the calories, but in terms of reducing the, you know, sugar and GMO foods and all these kind of things, he said, his line is that, they can sign up to voluntary promises, and the industry will self-regulate itself and have a personal responsibility to improve the health. Since when did a business go, oh, I'm going to cut my profits, so just because I care about the, you know, someone I don't know about their health? So, we have these GMO foods. We have just these, what do they call them, Franken foods.
Yeah, Franken foods, genetically engineered foods. We even have genetically engineered salmon here. Now, God knows what's going to happen. My other fear is now under the Obama administration, which has approved more genetically engineered foods in his brief time in office than the previous 21 years, they have now approved genetically modified alfalfa, which means that when grass-fed farmers are buying alfalfa to make up for the shortage of grass on their land, they stand to be feeding their animals genetically modified foods. And who knows? And we already know that lectins and stuff pass through into the milk. Who knows what else is going to pass through? So it's getting so insidious because of companies like Monsanto that it's scary. Right before we go into the break, are genetically modified foods labeled in the UK? At least you have the knowing that you're buying a genetically modified food when you're buying it.
Yeah, we have some labeling that you don't. And it's increasing. A lot of the stuff that you don't have labeled, we have various different things. But it's not made a big thing of. That's the big issue. We sort of have traffic lights and then, you know, non-GMO and stuff. But if it is genetically modified, it will be on the back in small writing.
What we really need to do and what people in the United States have already started to do, my audience does this, when you can't grow your own produce, obviously you need to find a family farm through the farmer's market. Buy all of your produce, your eggs, your chicken, your beef from them. And then you never have to worry about this sort of stuff. So, all right, let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we will wrap it up. We're talking with Martin McDonald. Go to his Facebook page,
mac-nutrition, and like it. And then also check them out on Twitter, Mac Nutrition, all one word. We'll be right back.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. To all the listeners in the UK, just to let you know, Age Force ships their transdermal patch products to the UK all the time. No problem. So if you hear something you like, go to ageforce.com or visit superhumanradio.com and click one of the banner ads. Right now they have a great buy one, get one free on their new fat burner patch, as well as the natural form of B12. Vitamin B12, hydroxycobalamin in a patch form. Fantastic stuff. No more injections. Age Force. We're talking with Martin McDonald. We're really comparing notes about the UK and the United States in reality here. And it seems like while in some areas the UK may have an edge on us, pretty much everything is the same there as it goes for
the suggestions. Now, when you start working with clients, do you have a hard time getting them to unlock from the messages or misinformation that they've heard over and over and over again?
I'll be honest, I'm lucky I don't, simply because most of my clients come through kind of referral, and they will go to my website and Facebook and Twitter pages where I put out this information, and they might have heard me do a talk at a conference. So, you know, when you've got someone standing up there that you, you know, you imagine you can respect, you know, people are easy to win over. My problem is when I get someone coming to me who has never heard the messages before, and they will have done things like Weight Watchers diets and even doctor prescribed lighter life, where it's 600 calories a day of sugar, sugar milk, and to lose weight. And they'll come to me and I'll say, you know, we're gonna turn that on its head. This is what you're gonna do. And yeah, it's really hard, and they will question it to the hilt. And it's kind of like, you know, you're paying money because you respect the results I've got. I've got lots of sort of testimonials on my website that probably look semi-impressive. And it's kind of like, you know, you're paying your money, you believe I'm going to help you, but then you're not doing it because you don't fully buy in. And, you know, it can be really hard to go against, and they'll have their family saying to them, oh, that sounds a bit
That's
extreme,
the worst part, when the family gets involved. Yeah. And, you know, part of the reason that they say those things is not only because they're concerned about the decision, but also if it works for you, then that means that they have to give up what they don't want to give up too. That's a big part of it. And I'm sure that if you've ever worked with one person out of a couple, like a husband or a wife, and the other person isn't involved, once that person starts to see results, the spouse or the partner becomes threatened, because it's like, oh, now I know the truth, and either I have to keep digging myself into a grave with my spoon, or I have to make the change. So a lot of people don't want to know.
So true. Yeah. And it's funny you say that. To a couple of my clients, it was a male, a husband and wife, and they did it together, and now they're kind of pretty much my own marching band singing the thing. But in other cases, you get spouses and even parents, actually.
I've seen divorces occur because of one person's desire to rid themselves of disease and taking this approach, and the other spouse adheres to the crappy way they've been eating that made them both sick. And they, instead of the one spouse going, wow, look at that, how much weight this person has lost and how much healthier, they rather get divorced and move on and find some other slob to live with and continue to eat themselves into a grave.
Yeah, so true. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some of the other nutritional idiocies that may be unique to the UK. You follow what's going on here in the US?
Yeah, I try to. Because of the internet, I follow a lot. And I think
is soy a big thing in the UK like it is here?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's as big, but it's still, you know, it's still massive. It's soy, and because of the sort of adverts on the television, all these companies saying, have soy and it's going to lower your cholesterol. These sort of soy spreads and soy milks and, you know, all of these replacements. So it is quite a big one. It's soy, then there's salt, and then there's saturated fat, the real biggies.
Which I eat a lot. I mean, I go through a ton of coconut oil. I keep it in the fridge, and I eat it like chocolate. I mean, I just bite hunks of it all the time. I mean, it's amazing, and I stay so lean. So that's counterintuitive. You know what I always find interesting, Martin? How people are selective with the way they apply certain rules, certain universal rules, okay? So people will look at the poisons in food, let's say a mushroom that can kill you, right? And they'll realize that poison is no good. They won't just consume small amounts of it thinking that it's going to have some sort of hormesis effect on them and make them better and healthier. Yet they think that the naturally occurring phytoestrogens in soy were put there by nature to promote health in humans. And they don't realize that that is a defense mechanism. It's an anti-nutrient. If you look at the way way these things show up due to downward selection pressure, the estrogen in soy is there to protect the soy, because if animals would eat large amounts of it, they would have fewer offspring, thus wiping themselves off of the map, and the soy would survive. But yet Americans and probably some in the UK embrace it, and they think, oh, nature put that soy there for me because I'm going through menopause. No, you idiot. It's not healthy. You shouldn't be eating it. It's actually there to rid you from the planet.
Yeah, and the really interesting thing that I found out probably in the last couple of years was that, and I mean, this amazes me. You know, we believe that sort of in the developed world, we're so intelligent and we've got our science and it makes us above the rest of the world. And you see kind of the current paleo living, you know, sort of the ancestral type tribes that are still out there. And when they want to reproduce in it, they will purposefully avoid soy to increase both the
fertility
of the male and female. And it's like, how did they work that out? No science. They just knew it from passing information from generation to generation, which we don't have anymore. We trust, you know, Joe blogs on the television or in the government to tell us what's good for us. And so we go, yeah, let's eat loads of soy. And then people are using IVF treatments left, right, and center because they can't get pregnant. Just eating these poisons.
Wait. Did you say IGF?
Sorry, not IVF. If I said IGF, I'm sorry. Yeah, IVF. So like the fertility treatments and things like that.
Oh, yeah, HCG.
No, like sort of implanting the eggs and, you know, these kind of things into the woman.
Oh, okay, I got you. I got you now, okay. Because HCG actually is a fertility drug that is now used for dieting. Is that popular there, the HCG diet?
Oh,
is it
man. Yeah, there was a bit of that. It didn't get big, but yeah, this HCG diet where you use it
basically starve yourself and take HCG at the same time.
Yeah, ridiculous. And it was like 600 calorie diet, and they were saying, you know, it works. And it's like, yeah, well, if you starve yourself, most people will lose weight. It doesn't matter whether you're, you know, having the and they were saying, oh yeah, it was pregnant women's urine, and it's like, no, it's not. But and you know, the media will do all sorts of crazy things.
Well, you know what the mistake most people have, and I talk about this from time to time. The HCG diet is a very, very dangerous diet, and now we have doctors here putting people on it because it's a fad, and they can make money at it. When you go on the HCG diet, you lose an equal amount of muscle as fat. So when you come off of it, your resting metabolic rate is lower than when you went in. So you can't go back and eat anything. You, as soon as you go back to a normal diet above 600 calories a day, you get fat. You get fatter than when you went on. So then you have to go on it again. So basically what you're doing is you're whittling away the muscle on your body. The only thing that burns calorie, as I like to say on the show, the metabolic currency of your body, you're whittling it away each time you do this until you come back and you have to live on 600 calories a day in order not to get fat. So it's a fallacy. It's a fallacy, and it's a very, very dangerous protocol that now these, you know, charlatan doctors are all jumping on because people are willing to do anything to lose body weight quickly.
Do you know what, we're talking about comparisons between the UK and America. I think a big difference is that perhaps, from what you're saying, doctors in America can make money out of, you know, giving these different kinds of advice. Now, this is going to sound harsh on the, you know, UK doctors, but they can't really make money. So they're not doing these stupid things. So here they put them on these two things called the Cambridge diet and Lighter Life, which again, just 600 calories, liquid sugar diets, basically, and people lose weight, lose lots of muscle, but because they're starving themselves, they lose some weight. And then these are lots and lots of my clients come back to me and they've rebounded and put on much more weight than they get back to real food.
Right.
But it's not because the doctors are doing it to make money in this country. It's just because they're stupid. And, you know, it sounds terrible to say, and I know lots of doctors who are good. You know, it's not every doctor is bad, but it's just the problem is they don't. There's just this complete misunderstanding. How do you lose weight? Just eat less and exercise more. Wrong. It's not. That is just a way to.
Well, that's because the calorie is everything to the doctor. The doctor believes they have no. All you have to do is look back. You know and we have to end the interview here in a second.
Yeah,
but there was a brilliant study done in the UK by two doctors, Kekwich and Pawan, back in the 40s, where they took women and they put them on an isocaloric diet. But one group ate 80% of their calories from fat, one group ate 80% of their calories from protein, and one group ate 80% of their calories from carbohydrates. The only group that gained weight in this isocaloric diet was the carbohydrate group. The group that ate fat lost almost 6 pounds of body weight. The group that ate protein lost like a pound less. They lost 5 pounds while increasing muscle mass. The group that ate carbohydrates is the only group that put on adipose tissue. No one pays attention to Kekwich and Pawan. They always like to, well, it wasn't double blind. They didn't have a washout. Look, you know what? You don't need to. Somebody ought to do it again and prove them right. Look, we have to end the interview here. I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today. You're welcome back to come on the show anytime. I want to help you spread the word in the UK. There's a lot of listeners in the UK that listen to my show. I know that. And so for that reason, you're welcome back anytime. Go to Facebook and friend and like Mac, M-A-C hyphen nutrition, and get on Martin's list there. Martin, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, talk to you soon. All right, when we come back, we're going to have Bear Walker on, and Bear is going to be talking about the 7 deadly sins of the cell and how to live past 120 years old and be robust and enjoy it. We'll be right back. Supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and
and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest has been on the show once before, and I had an outpouring of people on Facebook and through email asking to have him back on. And he is Bear Walker. How you doing, Bear?
I'm doing great, Kyle. What an incredible honor to be with you on the radio again. This is a phenomenal show, and it's a real honor to be a part of it.
Well, thank you very much, Bear. So, Bear, this is really an important discussion we're going to have. It's one that you travel all over to lecture about, and that is living to 120 years old and enjoying it, which I want to address that in a second, the seven deadly sins of the cell, and I like that, okay? It is true. When people were asked a few years ago if they wanted to live longer, because of the assumption that chronic disease was an absolute occurrence in the lifespan, they said no, because they didn't want to live longer, because they felt that living longer just meant more time in an institution. So the important thing here is something that Dr. Weston A. Price discovered when he studied the native people of other countries, is that being old, it does not mean being feeble, infirm, or unable to live on your own, does it?
No, not at all. I really appreciate you bringing that point out, you know, straight away, because it is, unfortunately, it's a reasonably common comment, whether I'm lecturing, you know, at an open lecture or even through people who email me or Facebook. It's like, well, why would we want to live to 120? Because it is that basic assumption of that feebleness. But within our nation, within the Anishinaabe Nation of Canada, and with many of the indigenous people and the Hunza people, there's certain a lot of written and documented evidence of people in China living well past 100, 120. And the reason I chose that number is because it's genetically what we were designed to live.
I was just going to say, it seems to be doable without any type of heroic intervention.
I agree 100%. And I want to give credit to the person who actually, the name of this lecture would come from Dr. Aubrey de Grey.
Yeah.
At Cambridge, well known.
Oh, he's been on the show, and I've actually attended some of his lectures. He's been on
great
the show.
Great guy. Yeah. Absolutely great guy. And we've talked, obviously, he thinks it's fun, because I take it a little step down from all the scientific and make it really, really understandable. But he's a brilliant man. And, you know, the reason I put this out is because I think it's an important thing that we both physically and spiritually evolve to where we were meant to be. I think it's a time for us to reclaim our power. And our power is both physical and certainly at a high level. I would use the term spiritual, because it's time for shifts, it's time for changes, and I think that these concepts are an integral part of that.
Okay. All right, so what are the seven deadly sins of the cell?
And I'm going to make it fairly simple, but if people want to get on a pen and paper, or obviously download a list later, and you'll see that they run right along with Dr. Aubrey de Grey's work. But it's, first of all, cell loss. And if you want, I can go through all seven, and then we can discuss them, or I can discuss them.
Well go through them, and I'll pick it and pick you out and lead you into other discussions as we need.
Thank you so much. Cell loss comes from that we assume that we're creating and replicating healthy cells as fast as we're burning them up. The truth is, one of the number one causes for your degeneration is you are not replicating healthy cells. So it's too few cells, or cell loss or cell atrophy. It would be the number one cause, or the number one deadly sin. Number two is actually cells who are not picking up the message that it's time to die. It's
yes.
time to complete.
This is a loss in the apoptotic landscape, which leads to cancers as well.
Absolutely. Apoptosis is that cell marker that says, okay, you have now copied or replicated yourself, let's say 50 times. If you replicate yourself 52 or 53 times, it is now a mutation. A copy of a copy of a copy can go so long, and then there's a deficiency in the telomerase, and so the next copy is not a healthy copy. And so in many ways, death in our bodies or dying in our bodies is an incredibly important process of that. We don't realize that we are on fire. We're full of water, full of air, and full of earth. But if you don't have death, you know, you would weigh 800 pounds and you'd slosh and stink and really look bad. So
right.
Death is an incredibly important part of your body, especially as it relates to cancers, because most cancers are cells who have mutated too long and they have not picked up that apoptosis, that, okay, time to die marker, and therefore they're making copy of a copy with bad copies. It's very, very dangerous in the body.
Right. Okay.
That would be number two.
Okay. What's number three?
Number three would be junk or toxins or debris outside of the cell, extracellular toxicity. And extracellular toxicity is, of all things, one of the easiest things to clear because that's a matter of hydration or literally flushing your body with water. We realize that probably 70% of our body is water. We should be drinking half of our body weight in water every day, especially if you're doing anything to clear, because that flushes out all these toxins that are extracellular before they become intercellular.
Now, wait a minute. Half of our body weight in water. I currently drink a gallon of water a day. That a gallon of water weighs 10 pounds.
No, in ounces. My apologies. I'm Andy Brown. So if... depending on what you weigh, if you weigh...
Yeah, I weigh about 228 pounds. I drink about 120 ounces of water, so that's good.
You are right on, Carl, and you're one of the rare people. I would say about 95% of the people are dehydrated. They are not drinking enough water. It would be like if a person decides they're going to take a bath in bath water, and then they take a bath in the same bath water the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day. At the end of 7 days... how bad do you think that bathwater is?
Well, never mind that. They're also not getting clean. They're probably applying more dirt to their body than they're removing at that point.
Absolutely. And so hydration, water drinking is one of the best ways, the most important ways to clear debris or junk outside the cells. Exercise would be the secondary one because exercise, not only you by heating the body and by getting the body burning, you actually flush out those toxins early on in their metabolic cycle. But also the only way you move lymphatic fluids through your body is through exercise. The heart pumps the blood, but if you're not exercising, you're not putting lymphatic fluids through the body. Therefore, your lymph fluids start to dam up and hold more and more toxicity. And this is exposing your cells to what could be very dangerous toxins.
Well, let's talk about heating the body up for a second. Dr. Robert Gauter, who is a genius and curing mm-hmm. all sorts of cancers in Cologne, Germany for the past decade now, he first started using hyperthermia therapy to cure some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, including pancreatic cancer. And I've had this discussion with him numerous times. When you're sick, fever is not a side effect. It is the way the body cleanses itself by increasing body temperature, improves the cascades of enzymes that are responsible for ridding the body of metabolic waste. And so, isn't it true that sitting in a sauna from time to time and elevating the core body temperature by just 1 degree can actually have profound effects on health?
Absolutely true, and it's actually an integral part of a number of different people's detox program. Dr. Lieberman in South Carolina, Dr. Ray in Texas. It's also an integral part of the Scientology projects.
Well, isn't it true that the American Indian, which you are one of, and they used to have sweat lodges for that reason?
That's correct. I was actually, you read my mind. It's an integral part of our history. I grew up on reservation. I was there for the first 18 years of my life before I started my studies in naturopathic medicine in Toronto, but my original time, we would do sweat lodges by the moon, by the full moon, once a month, if not maybe twice a month. They are intensely hot. They're an incredible both physical, emotional, and spiritual experience when done properly and done respectfully. But you feel flushed and cleared, and it literally, you feel like you've sweat off, years of toxins, you know, every time you do that. So that was, a very important part of our culture. It's an integral part of what we do. But you'll find that across the United States, they do these types of heats in South America. They do these types of hot in Africa. And it's a part of both the, you know, all the Chinese cultures, the Eastern cultures, Korea. I've been there where they do these incredible steams. So it is a big part of our I'll call it the old ways of medicine.
You know what? I was in Israel on business once, and I went to Masada, and and I saw a 1400 or 1800 year old King Herod built a fortress on the mountaintop of Masada. They had a steam room, a tile steam room where they had double walls, and they would boil water. And there were holes in the walls, and the steam would come into the steam room, and they would sit in there, and they would sweat because they understood the benefits of a good sweat and raising the body temperature all the way back then. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we pick it, we'll come back. We'll pick it up with the
great
balance
point
of the seven deadly sins. If you want to learn more about Bear Walker, you can go to the website PPRD, like David, I.com, which stands for Peak Performance RDI.com. PPRDI.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Bear Walker about the seven deadly sins of the cell, living to 120 years old and beyond, actually. Okay, so we left off with extracellular toxicity and toxins and how to improve the removal of these toxins through hydration, raising body temperature, and exercise. So where do we go from there, Bear?
Well, the other one that we would look at specific to that is the intercellular toxicity, or debris that has actually gotten inside the cell. Now, as you wisely mentioned, there are three actual immunoresponses to anything that we want to keep extracellular. Number one, your body produces a histamine reaction where you try to flush it out, you sneeze it out, blow it out, some water flushes out. Number two, your body heats, which is the fever you talked about. And number three, the body swells as it tries to hold in a toxin outside the cell so it can use whatever immunoresponse to clear it out. But after it goes through those first three stages in homotoxicology, it goes intercellular, and that's really bad when you get cells going inside, or toxins going inside the cell, because they interrupt a number of the intercellular functions, and then they start to affect the DNA and the mitochondria, which will come up later. So intercellular toxins are probably the most dangerous, the most concerning. These are the types of things, such as a virus, that actually will go intercellular and affect the DNA, causing the DNA to not work effectively. You can also get inorganic-type pathogens, metals, chemicals, mercury, lead, pesticides, some of the toxins that you get through eating bad foods, i.e. artificial sweeteners. Artificial sweeteners create a breakdown of formic acid, methyl alcohol. Both of those can go inside the cell and become extremely...
So what are the steps to purifying the cell itself? Aren't phagocytes, is it phagocytes that are supposed to do the cleanup job? Am I wrong about that?
It will clean up the toxins extracellular, okay, outside the cells.
Okay.
Once the toxins have moved inside the cell, you've got to have another kind of a reaction. And now you go to that well-known sodium-potassium pumping kind of a reaction where you
right.
try to either burn it up through the Krebs cycle, through certain nutrients.
What about supplements like DMSA? I've heard stories about DMSA causing the body to give up some of its metals and mercury into the bloodstream, but then you got to do something with it, otherwise it's just redeposited somewhere else.
That's correct. DMSA, the other one that we use extensively would be humic acid, fulvic acid. Some of the things like that are very good, but you're right. Once you start to interrupt that cell function, actually, once you get the cells to start to purge it, you've got to clear that all the way.
You know what I would do? I would go give blood. I'm sorry to say it, but get it. You know what? Let the next guy worry about it. I know that's a terrible thing to say. I'm just joking. So anyway.
Carl, you really got me on that one. But to get things intercellular, one of the things you've got to look at is the highly positively charged electrolytes, i.e. trace minerals and things like that, magnesium, potassium, and some of those positive charged ions. But the other is things that are highly enzymatic, because the enzymes will pass. Let's look at the cell from the standpoint of actual cell structure. The wall, which is one of the most sophisticated membranes, the cell membrane is more sophisticated in some ways even than our own brain, as far as we can pick up what it says yes to, what it says no to. It takes a lot to get through that cell membrane. It's a lipoprotein. It's mostly fat, about 80% fat, 20% protein. But it has a complicated and very sophisticated intelligence, so to speak. And it also puts off these little warning cells. There's a recent study done on what's called a NRF2 activator, which is sort of a sentry that says, bad guy, bad guy, bad guy. You know, woo, 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 bad.
Right, right.
And so without those happening, and the problem is people actually get those warning mechanisms depressed over years and years. Let's go back to an artificial sweetener. An artificial sweetener is sort of, it's stealth. The body thinks it's enzymatic, and it thinks it's actually some form of a glucose, and so it actually will let it inside the cell.
Wow.
It's terribly carcinogenic. It's terribly dangerous. It causes obesity, which we've seen.
You know what? Most artificial sweeteners, other than, well, stevia is not artificial, but most artificial
point.
Sweeteners actually cause an insulin response.
That's exactly
because,
right.
Because as soon as the tongue tastes the sweet, it gets ready for the ensuing spike in glucose. We've seen that already. We've also seen that in athletes who will take a glucose wash and spit it out, and they end up having the same insulin response as if they would have drank a post-workout drink.
No, you are 100% right. And this is one of the things, I think even scientists, when they were starting to design this, they circumvented the way we're made. We're made that when we taste things, that's the first mechanism that starts to initiate whether a cell should uptake or not, whether the stomach should. The sophisticated part of our body, the taste, goes to the hypothalamus, which communicates to the catecholamines, which tells everybody in our body, good or bad, let's just say, good or bad. You know, and this is warning, warning, this is something bad in your body, or okay, this is good. And you're making reactions from the minute you first taste something. And so, like you say, the minute, the second, the millisecond you taste an artificial sweetener, it starts to cause this kind of degeneration in the body. Wheat's another one. Wheat, we have a history of eating wheat when wheat was a healthier grain. Now wheat has so degenerated that it causes a lot of intercellular toxins.
Well, wait. I got to go back. I don't think wheat was ever a healthier grain, and I would never disagree with you. But I think that we probably ate it in a lot. We consumed a lot less of it, number one. Number two, it probably didn't have near the pesticides sprayed all over it. And number three, let's be honest, wheat was a food alternative so that the poor could have something to sustain life on. It was not that. And if you just look at governments, you look at poor people. You know, the affluent were eating beef and chicken and turkey, and the poor people were eating bread. It wasn't because bread was a good thing to eat. It was all they could eat. You didn't see otherwise the affluent people would have been eating bread.
But we also go back to even the original farmers with wheat would collect the healthiest seeds from their harvest, save those seeds and plant them next year. They didn't use these genetically modified, altered hybrids,
right.
Or non-replicating. And our body knows the difference between something that's actually good for us and something that is genetically monitored. Dear brother Monsanto and all the great things that they're doing have caused what I would agree with you 100%, Carl, but they've caused even a further degradation of what we could be, or any of the grains.
Right. Okay, so where do we go from intracellular toxicity?
The next, okay, so we've done too many, too few, extracellular, intercellular.
Right.
The next one would be is what's called cross-linking. Cross-linking is when you build protein structures where cells start to connect together, and they form debris in the body. The perfect example of cross-linking or these proteins is a thing which we would call arteriosclerosis, or when you get that kind of a plaquing in the brain, which is a beta amyloid or a tau. Those are amyloid-based proteins that are whole cells that have sort of become glommed together. You know, cells are supposed to bounce off of each other and communicate with a very sophisticated...
What causes this affinity for them to stick together? Is it just... What is this sticky matter?
Very, very good question. It is a undigested form of a protein, often with a highly undigested type of a calcium. So you've got calcium, which if you look at it from the standpoint of obviously it's hugely important for our bones and teeth and things like that, but undigested calcium forms almost like a sticky glue, almost like a...
You know what's interesting about this? There's an emerging science called metabolomics, which is the study of metabolites of foods,
right?
And the diseases that they ensue. We have there's a physician in the UK who had a child who was developed late onset autism spectrum disorder, and she discovered that by supplementing with certain coliforms of probiotics that she was able to rid him of this disorder. We just assume that because we put something in our mouth and poop comes out the other end, that the body did what it's supposed to do, but that's not true. When these undigested agents make it into the bloodstream, they are seen as enemy. The body doesn't know what to do with them. They were supposed to be digested.
Absolutely
they weren't
true.
Supposed to make it into the bloodstream like that.
Right.
But and people's digestive systems are severely impaired. And then on top of that, they take drugs like Nexium and Tums and all this other stuff. You have no idea what you're doing to yourself when you impair your body's ability to digest its foods. It's not just a matter of a loose bowel movement. It's what's getting into your bloodstream.
That's right. That is absolutely right. And let me tell you, we put all this huge emphasis on cholesterol and everything like that related to heart disease or cardiovascular issues. Arteriosclerosis is much more of an issue, and very little of that. If we take a sample of the plaque that is arteriosclerosis, you take it apart, you can find very little fatty material in it at all. There's almost zero cholesterol in the actual placking that's in your arteries. There's a tremendous amount of glucose. It's got a sticky, almost like a cotton candy type of a bond between a protein and undigested calcium and a number of other sort of cellular debris that sort of sticks together. And
so these doctors who are telling their patients to take 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day without understanding how much calcium this person is getting in their diet already, without understanding whether or not this person has the hormonal milieu and vitamin D, vitamin K levels so that the calcium ends up in the bones, they're basically giving their patients a blueprint for developing plaque.
Absolutely they are. They're setting them up for it. And here's the other thing. They don't make any differentiation of calcium. The number one calcium, by the way, is some sort of oyster shell.
Right.
If you look at Tums, and they actually pushed, you remember this, Carl, the saying, take your Tums, you get your calcium and you calm your stomach. That ain't calcium. By the way, there's talc in that, there's aluminum, and it's a form of calcium that is virtually undigestible. For sure it's going to cause you problems.
Right.
If any of your listeners are taking Tums, which I'm sure they're not because you got incredibly bright listeners, stop immediately.
Yeah. Calcium citrate. Calcium citrate.
You are setting yourself up for extremely serious problems down the line.
Isn't calcium citrate the go-to form of calcium that people should be taking?
Simple. And it will break down. I like calcium citrate. I would use it. I'll use a calcium gluconate occasionally with some patients, especially younger patients, and even have a calcium lactate that I like. But, I mean, I would say overall, I still spend, I mean, the practice that I do, Carl, I spend so much more time with each person individually rather than say, here, just take this broad-based, you know, protocol and everything like that. By the way, hello's from Eric. Eric is doing phenomenal. I've been monitoring
him. Oh, yeah,
him.
Yeah. We'll talk about him towards the end of the show. We should also plug USCellWellness.com. They are a sponsor of the show. They are the products that Bear uses when he's talking about these types
right.
of mineral complexes as well. We'll talk about that when we come out of the break. Let's sit tight. When
Perfect.
We come back, we'll give the balance of the list. We're talking with Bear Walker. If you want to learn more about Bear, you can go to his website, which is peakperformancerdi.com or just PPRD like David I.com. We'll be right back.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of.
buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Bear Walker about the seven deadly sins of the cell, how to live to 120 and beyond. Obviously, along with hydration, making sure that your digestive system is functioning properly. If you eat foods and get gassy and belch all the time, that's a problem. You need to address that. You need to get with someone who understands how to change the landscape of the stomach for you, because that means you're not digesting things that are making it into your bloodstream. And these are the things, as Bear has pointed out, that contribute to the formation of plaque, part of the building blocks of plaque, these undigested proteins. Correct, Bear?
Absolutely. And so good to work with you, because you're very articulate and you're right on with your points. Digestion is where so much of the problems start. As your digestion diminishes just literally over the years, the aging process is speeded up so incredibly quickly, you know, and can be helped with just some, first of all, proper food, but also, you know, not overeating. I mean, more people pile so much food in their stomach, there's no way your stomach can break down that much. I mean, think about the size of your fist. That's the size your stomach is. It's not much larger than that. Anytime you cram more than the size of your fist into your stomach, there's no way it can really, you know, break it down, chew properly. I have people that don't chew. They just fold their food.
Isn't that funny? That back in the day when I was a kid, it was called mastication, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I think it's a wonderful idea.
I remember when they used to say, when I was a kid in grammar school, they used to say you had to chew your food. I forget if it was 50 times, 100 times, but you had to chew. They had a number. They would tell children to chew your food a certain number of times before swallowing. That prepares the food for digestion.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, absolutely. Your mouth is full of the enzymes that your cells need, both intercellular and extracellular, for it to function properly. So if you're not chewing correctly, peacefully, you know, that's the other thing. We always used to eat in a peaceful way. Native American way, you would never, ever bring up anything negative at dinner. Bringing up, like, I don't know, like if you have a bad news or if you have something that's negative, you would never talk about while you're eating food. That would be as bad as if you peed on someone's table. You would never ever bring up something.
Because you would then influence the body's consumption and utilization of that food, obviously.
That's what we thought. We believed in tremendous thankfulness and respect for our food. Thankfulness because we worked hard to either harvest it or hunt
catch
for
it, right?
And respectful because it's given itself for us. So we would never bring in, you know, bad talking or bad news or whatever. In fact, you never give bad news in that kind of a setting ever. You would always do it off where you were by like a tree or by a forest or whatever, where you could talk about it in a way. So, but we respected the importance of eating and chewing and things like that. It's been this speeded up lifestyle. It's fast food, microwaves, all that stuff.
Oh yeah, most people don't even remember the meals that they eat because they're driving while they're eating and they're working while they eat, and there's no mindfulness about the meal. Okay, so cross-linking, what comes after cross-linking?
Cross-linking, the sixth would be mitochondrial, either mutations or mitochondrial deficiency. And mitochondrial deficient diseases are becoming some of the most common diseases.
Like which?
Mitochondrial diseases, well, there's a number of them. I mean, anything from Parkinson's to MD to MS to all of those things are mitochondrial functions that are they're deficiency. There's mitochondrial deficiency. Actually, mitochondrial deficiency would show up in virtually every form of illness. Whatever illness you have, it's where the mitochondria is not functioning properly. Just for simple terms, for definition, the mitochondria is where the energy is created inside of your cells. Muscle cells have thousands of little mitochondria inside of them, whereas nerve cells also, some of your other cells would have lesser, but the mitochondria is how you produce energy, and energy is in the form of what we call ATP. So the mitochondria takes in oxygen, nutrients, and enzymes, and you have to have all three of those things inside the mitochondria to produce your body's weight. If you weigh 120 pounds, you're trying to produce 120 pounds of ATP every day. Again, this is where people are incredibly deficient, incredibly, incredibly deficient. It's become a tremendous focus for me. Both inflammatory disease or oxidative stress are becoming kind of the real common denominator. One of the things that I see across the board in any kind of illness is some sort of inflammation or some sort of oxidative stress. In fact, we're working on a project right now with specific to oxidative stress with the utilization of T-bars and other inflammatory markers that I think is going to be a phenomenal study, and we're looking at moving it forward. There's actually a new product that I've been working on with my patients called Protandim.
I'm very familiar with it. The only thing I don't like about Protandim between you and I is they went multi-level marketing, and the moment they did that, they lost my respect.
Well, you know what? I agree to some degree, you know, Colin, and I understand that, but on the other hand, what I'm looking at doing is what can I do to deliver whatever it is that's best to my patients,
right.
And the science is really quite amazing.
Yeah.
Also decide they're going to help us support a 9/11 group, so for that, big kudos to me.
Okay.
I never knew. You know what's funny is I never sell things or know how all that stuff works. All I know is what something's good. I'm interested in it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Listen, one of the areas that Aubrey and I disagree, we disagreed on the show and we also disagreed in private when he was here in Louisville, is the notion about exercise's importance. Aubrey de Grey feels that exercise could actually be a bad thing.
Right.
Because upregulating mitochondrial biogenesis and size may be good as long as you keep exercising, but once you stop exercising,
yeah,
it increases oxidative stress on the body. And my reply to him was, don't stop exercising.
That's a perfect reply. And actually, exercising, I would not to, you know, not to choose sides, but I would definitely choose your side on this, because I think exercise in any people I've worked with, and I have patients in their 90s, I even have one patient over 100 years old, and I've worked with patients across the board, and I saw every one of those people who are successfully living into their 80s and 90s are exercising some form, some way, and based on other issues specific in the cells, exercise is incredibly important to it. By the way, Aubrey also believes in what's called calorie restriction adequate nutrition, which is sort of his program, which is a very minimal way of eating.
Yes, but in his case, he offset
as well.
In his
I would also disagree on grass-fed beef. He's not such an advocate of any kind of meat, whereas I say
right,
meat burn very, very efficiently in the body.
But you know what's funny? He's a funny guy, because then he does consume a lot of ale. He admits that.
Well,
he admitted
listen,
it on
ale,
my show.
You ale know, is a health food.
Yeah, as far as he's concerned, it is. But anyway,
talking to a Canadian, Molson's like one of our major health food secrets.
Yeah, there you go. So obviously, mitochondrial function. So exercise can improve mitochondrial function and biogenesis, as can some supplements. We understand now that I can't pronounce the full name, pyroquinone. PPQ, as well as R-alpha-lipoic acid, as well as a good form of ubiquinol,
right,
all have been shown to improve mitochondrial function and biogenesis, including exercise, correct?
Absolutely. I'll just go into one other one that I use extensively. It's a product from US Cell Wellness, which is called the Cell Energy. And Cell Energy is derived from a plant called the Kudzu plant. And the reason I like it is it's high in photogenic energy. Photogenic energy, photosynthesis, is what makes a plant green, et cetera, et cetera. It's actually the interaction with the plant and the sun. And the more of this particular plant retains a tremendous amount of this photonic energy, so that photonic energy inside your cells is absolutely align, it sets your cells to function in an incredibly high way inside the mitochondria without any caffeines or all the grunt or none of that stuff. And it comes from a simple plant. The plant just has a high retention of photogenesis or photonic energy that's quite incredible. So I like that. And then also from Cell Wellness, I use the electrolyte, the trace mineral, because it's high in magnesium, potassium. That helps, you know, with the mitochondrial function, because within the enzymes, of which you have over 300 enzymes in your body, every one of them have magnesium somewhere in that cycle. So okay. I'm very, very big on the trace minerals. I would say 99% of my patients are on trace mineral. Almost all the top athletes I work with take the Cell Energy, because I've seen it move ATP markers from 70% to 80% all the way up to 100%. By the way, related to that, if anybody's interested in a test on just their ATP, I'll be more than happy to do an ATP test with you.
I would like that. I would like that to see where I'm functioning.
I'll do a complete everything with you, because I think you're quite amazing. Just reach me, contact me through
okay.
TPRDI or through, I'll give you my office number at the end, and you can call me there. But either way, I'll be happy to do a free ATP marker on anybody and let them know kind of where they're at, just as a simple hello and thank you.
Okay, sit tight. We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the seventh and final deadly sin of the cell. And then I'm going to ask Bear some specific questions on how he feels about some certain things. We're talking with Bear Walker. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has
taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest is Bear Walker. We saved the best for last. The seventh and final deadly sin of the cell. What is it, Bear?
The DNA mutation.
Yes, and this is another one where Aubrey and I disagree dramatically.
Okay. And how so?
I'm a big proponent of telomerase activators.
Yes.
And he is not. And we've actually, I posed this question at one of his lectures as well as on the show. I realize that telomerase is present in cancers, but so is oxygen. So I'm not suggesting that people hold their breath because they're worried about getting cancers.
Good point. Let me just, I'll give this philosophically from two very different points of view, and I'll tell you where you're coming from and where he's coming from. He's basically coming from a place, even though he does all these ideas specific to the seven deadly sins, he comes from a place medically trained where he believes in degeneration as an almost constant. Whereas you work from the standpoint of exercise, from the standpoint of what you've done nutritionally, you have not only stopped the degenerative process, you're in a process of regeneration. The basic allopathic model is that nothing in your body ever gets better, i.e. if you cut yourself, you got a sore in your arm, a cut, you're going to wear a Band-Aid your whole life because your body's not built to knit itself. Now, that philosophy shows up in some of his work because he basically believes once a telomerase starts to mutate or once it starts to break down, it always does. There are ways, and there has been some interesting research done doing some stem cell work, and even without stem cell work, where the telomerase can start to regenerate itself and to start to heal itself in another way. And I will quote two books that I think are very important for you to take in. But that's where you and Aubrey de Grey are two different philosophical positions.
Yes.
Even though he's better than most, he still comes from that basic concept, you are falling apart. And frankly, if I could, without being critical, because I also appreciate him as a colleague, most of his ways of healing the seven deadly sins are pharmaceutical or injection or other ways along those lines. He is not necessarily a proponent of nutrition or high-quality food.
Right.
Proponent of extremely low food intake, virtually, like you say, no exercise, and then these types of...
Yeah, because his approach is an ultra-conservative when it comes to this. You don't want to touch anything that could implicate cancers, regardless.
Right.
And you also want to limit the wear and tear of the body. No exercise and don't put a lot of stuff through it, and subsequently you limit the wear and tear of the body.
Right.
Which you
and
know,
even in my conversation with him, where I spoke about where my heritage was and stuff like that, he says, well, you can't replicate that in an environment anymore. And I said, well, you're right. It's not going to be ever the perfect environment like I grew up in native ways, but you can do things along those lines, of which the food, the paleo diet, exercise, et cetera, are the closest replication of what, you know, the way I grew up. But I would recommend, in addition to Aubrey de Grey's work, especially if you're a student of the cell function, I would highly recommend Dr. Bruce Lipton's work on the biology of belief and spontaneous evolution, because he deals with things in a whole nother level where we take the DNA to a whole quantum, where we deal with the quantum energy fields around the DNA and the potential to affect DNA potential by that field, the actual quantum field, or what we call quantum coherence, or what we call, we'll just use the term quantum vibration. It's like an antennae system that is exterior to the cells and exterior to the DNA that is in a consistent way picking up everything from the sunshine you are out involved in to everything you eat, drink, or whatever. So there's an information circuitry about the DNA that's more than just from a quantum mechanical or from Newtonian physics. It's more of a quantum physics approach to the cell. His work is phenomenal. Spontaneous evolution, the biology belief, and if you'd like, I'll talk to him. He's a friend of mine, to get him on your show.
Yes, I'd love to.
You would like him a lot.
Okay. Now, I have a couple questions for you.
Sure.
Just out of curiosity, where do you have an opinion? Where do you stand on periodic intermittent fasting, up to a 24-hour fast?
Yeah, I actually am a big advocate of fasting, and I can tell you why, and I can also give you some of the historical documentation of it, including people who have healed themselves of different types of cancer.
Yes.
Or whatever. I personally did a 25-day fast in 1996. I was preparing to make a specific prayer for the World Peace and Prayer Day, and I fasted 25 days on just water, and then I would do a green type of a juice once a day, and I've done as many as 6-day fasts on just water. There's also the fast where you use the maple syrup,
Cayenne pepper, and lemon juice. Yes,
exactly. That fast is extremely, extremely successful. I've seen phenomenal value of it. There's nothing like not putting anything through your system for a while, so the basic body heat, 98.6 degrees, can burn up toxins that are just sort of sitting there. You're full of if you think of burning a fire in the fireplace, there's a lot of ash that's left over. A lot of, like, anybody who's burned logs, they produce a black ash. Well, that gets in your body. There's similar things, that's lactic acid, uric acid, ammonias, and things like that. So those are in your body. And so if you take a day and fast, your body actually metabolizes those. That said, what I would recommend, though, Carl, is that a person be very careful with the fast. If you've never fasted, I would strongly recommend that you get some supervision, some care, something along those lines that's going to be, help you through it.
You know, the ideal way to fast for any person, in my humble opinion, is to have your last meal at 7 o'clock, 7:30-ish at night, which will sustain you until it's time to go to bed. Wake up in the morning and just pass on breakfast and maybe even pass on lunch. So,
100%. I agree. That's a simple way. Drink plenty of water.
It's a 14 or 16 hour fast. There's so much good research on there that shows that periodic short fasts like that increase something that Aubrey likes, which is it's actually more effective.
That's right.
A hypocaloric diet and increasing some of the sirtuins that have now been linked to the anti-aging of the body.
Absolutely, 100% true. And no matter what spiritual heritage you come from, be it Jewish, Protestant, Catholic,
They all have fasts.
Everybody fasts. We fast. The natives fast as a way of which we call a vision quest. So it's a part of your body. And there's a lot of wisdom in those old ways for people. There was a lot of good health wisdom for why they would do that too. So I'm an advocate of fasting.
Okay.
Given there's certain things you want to, be mindful of, be careful of.
Okay. The last thing I'm curious about is I'm a big proponent of fasting. I'm a big proponent of women post-menopause after amenorrhea and men from about the age of 30 on giving blood regularly because of its ability to help the body get rid of metals and debris.
Sure.
What are your thoughts on bloodletting or giving blood?
Again, that's also something that's got a lot of historical documentation in it. There's something to be said from that, from the standpoint of, as you say, to some degree clearing your blood, but it also starts your body, like the message system of your body, to create new and healthier blood.
Right. So I mean, you know, I'll tell you a funny story, and this is one of the things that is analogous. I used to have an old Triumph GT6 with a British Leyland 6-cylinder engine.
Great car. What a car.
Really.
Wow.
Fast as a son of a gun. But you know what? It leaked a little bit of oil. It leaked just enough oil that I had to put about a quart to a quart and a half in it every single month.
Right.
So one day I finally decided I'd break down and have the oil change. And I went to the guy and he drained the oil and he says, "Did you just have an oil change?" And I said, "No." He goes, "Your oil's really not that dirty." And then it dawned on me, because I'm losing a quart and a half every month and putting in a quart and a half every month, by the end of a couple months, the oil is very clean.
100% true.
So if you go and you give blood every other month, it causes your body to produce that same amount of blood every other month. Over the course of a year, you can, assuming that you are reducing the intake of toxins, the occurrence of toxins, you can actually rid your body of 60-70% of all of its toxins.
Absolutely. Think of what that does for your liver and kidney as well, which is, the important filtering system for your blood. So there's a lot of wisdom in your basic, I would call it common sense approach to the body on that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we've given the seven
deadly sins of the cell. People can get a lot from this. You can start acting on these individually, start adding them to your repertoire. If you have more questions, you can get in touch with Bear Walker by going to pprdi.com. How else would you like people to reach out to you, Bear?
By Facebook. I love seeing what people have to say on Facebook because that's been interesting to me, and I didn't think I would. I'm such a low-tech guy. My office in Connecticut for questions or information is 860-384-1527. You'll speak to the very, very dear and wonderful Deanna Kinch, who helps support everything I do. And PPRDI, if you want us to do a run on your ATP levels or anything like that, contact us through there. I'm excited to do it, and I'm excited to come back and give a report to
I want to do this. I want to do the whole workup, and then I want to go. I just had blood work done. I'm actually sending my hormonal blood work is going out today. Right. I had to freeze it over the weekend. I didn't realize I couldn't ship it on Friday. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to have this done as well. We will do this, and we'll do a follow-up show on it. Bear, as always, thank you so much for being on the show.
I look forward to my next time on. I really appreciate it. You guys are great.
And remember, Bear Walker uses U.S. Cell Wellness products. U.S. Cell Wellness is owned and operated by John Wood, owner of U.S. Wellness Meats. Please check them out and patronize them whenever possible. Take care, Bear. Oh, he's gone already. And thank you also to Martin McDonald for being on the show from the U.K. Got a great idea now that those in the U.K. are suffering from some of the same issues that we are here in the United States. We have to stick together. There's power in numbers. We'll see you tomorrow.
Amazon.com today.
Prepare to experience